Beat Breakfast with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.
It's Monday. It's the 26th of January. It's a bit miserable out there. There's a lot of rain. It's a bit wet. And you are very like Niall. You are looking for a disappointing affirmation in your life, or you're looking for a little trip to old school at Langton's in a few weeks' time.
Either or.
It's prize that money can't buy, right? Niall is going to gift you with some disappointing affirmations.
Okay, this is normally Positivity Corner on Beat Breakfast. Not today. I got my way. It's brilliant. Okay, will we start?
Yeah, let's go. Now, remember, we do this regularly on the show, and this is live calling. Anything can happen. Mm-hmm. People hang up on us. That's okay. We're not precious. Let's go for it.
Okay.
Who are we starting with?
We're going to go to Kilkenny to start with. Lovely girl called Chantel.
I love Chantel.
Okay, let's hit that.
Chantel, good morning, darling. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. How's all in Kilkenny?
All good, yeah.
Yeah, good. You want a bit of negativity in your life?
Just a little.
Okay, good. That's what we're here for.
The right place.
Right, Chantel, here's your disappointing affirmation for Monday to take with you into your week. No one is coming to save you. You are the adult. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. I could deal with saving it. It's Monday.
Oh, no.
Deal
Chantel,
with it.
Chantel, it's okay, darling. You're an adult, but you're a pro at being an adult. And you look stunning today. Chantel, you've got this, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. I needed that little boost after that.
Have a good week.
I love you. Happy Monday, darling. Bye.
Okay, we're going to keep going.
Her reaction. Oh, no.
I'm scanning through for my next victim this morning, and I'm going to go over here. I think we're in Waterford City for this one.
Who are we talking to?
Lisa.
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 Lovely name. Come on now, Elisa, don't let us down. Although she could have heard Chantel and went, it's too much for
my
me.
My mouse.
Oh, Elisa, good morning.
Good morning. I'm actually literally listening live. I can hear the beat.
Welcome to Beat Breakfast, my darling. Are you looking for a bit of negative vibes?
Sure, go on.
Okay. Elisa, are you disappointed? Well, that's what you get for expecting things.
You gotta laugh on, don't you? You gotta laugh. Do you know what? I think, like, never give up, Elisa. Never give up on what you might be dreaming of your entire life. One day it will happen, okay? Disappointment is just the road to success.
Hell yeah, so thank you.
Hell yeah.
You girl, happy Monday.
You're a legend.
Happy Monday.
Bye.
Okay, I think I have time to squeeze in one more, and I think I'm going to go to County Waterford on this one.
Your
okay?
home county up to date. I can't handle this at all. I'm actually coming out like a rash. Who are we talking to?
Isa.
Good morning, guys.
Isa, how are we?
Oh, sure. It's a Monday morning, it's raining, what other way would we be?
Yeah, well, we get you, darling. Are you here for a little bit of negativity? Is that what you came for?
Sure, I couldn't. Should I take another bit of negativity in my life today? Go on, sir, throw it at me.
No.
Okay, Isa, here's your disappointing affirmation for Monday. You can do it, but you probably won't.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Do you know what, Isa? Whatever it is, whatever it is, my lovely, you can do it. I believe in you. We will not be struck down by a calendar that they have marketed to try and get us to think negatively. Isa for president.
I've just made my Monday. I'm going to do it.
Yeah! Wake up
in the morning. I gotta get up and get it. Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
All the gossip.
Right on the source, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Give me the goss on Beat with Supermax. The fix. Enjoy your favorite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery, or drive through. Supermax.ie.
All the gossip.
Now, we love our food on Beat Breakfast. That is categorically clear on this show.
Someone should do some kind of a tally for us.
As count the
to
minutes.
How many times a week we sneak food into a certain topic.
Mm. However, I do love this conversation that was prompted online last week. And it's about foods that are very difficult to eat with dignity. That you look attractive while eating, that you eat on a date maybe.
I don't look attractive eating anything. Really? Like, I know for a fact, like Tom's like, oh, curry down your top again. Like, there's nothing that I can eat that doesn't end up on my top.
Well, I was going to ask some of the stuff you've eaten over the weekend. Are you dignified while eating a 4-in-1?
No, God, no. Like, no, because I'm always like 100%. Like, I had my pajamas on last night and a bit of curry sauce dripped down between my top. Like, and I'm I am that person that should have like a napkin or a bib on me at all times. No, definitely not dignified. And I went for pizza.
Yeah, what do you like with the pizza?
No, like, we go to this lovely pizza place in Wexford, but the pizza base is really thin. And so I use my knife and fork.
Oh, very
Because
fancy.
If you were to lift it up, it kind of flops. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's quite light and like. Yeah, so I use a knife and fork. But again, definitely dripped a bit down there.
Like, it's just a little bit of oil or
there's
something.
There's no food that I can eat that okay. I think I look dignified eating.
Well, I'm interested in your suggestions on this. What foods do you find difficult to eat with dignity? Now, the two obvious ones that a lot of people mention are going to be spaghetti.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't order spaghetti on a date night.
Nope.
And chicken wings as well.
Order whatever you want on a date night. If you want to eat something, eat it.
Show them
if
who the you are.
If the person sitting beside you or opposite you has an issue with how you eat your food, they are not your person.
Okay, can I run through my little list I've done
yes.
here? Foods that are difficult to eat with dignity. Number one. Corn on the cob.
Oh God!
Order corn on the cob. Yeah, but you're meant to take a corn on the cob and you're meant to shove that thing with like lather in it butter and then you're meant to just crunch
like a chipmunk
and suck to your heart's content. Oh, I love a corn on the cob. Yeah. I'm gonna shut down this article.
Okay, number two, foods that's difficult to eat with dignity. A banana.
Oh, it is.
Asher, get your mind out of the gutter and just get your mouth around the banana and enjoy yourself if that's what you want to do.
This isn't Daily's Lemon Uncensored.
I don't like bananas.
That's why.
Yeah, no, it's not to do with that. I don't like the taste of a banana. I just don't, like just eat the banana.
Okay.
Like, it's elder people have the issue. Do you know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay, the next one's a controversial one you won't be happy with, show. Foods that are difficult to eat with dignity. A 99.
Oh, it is.
I hate seeing the tongue like a cow.
This is ridiculous. Whoever wrote this article needs to get a life.
No, these are mine. These aren't even in the article.
Well, you need to get a life. You just lick your 99. You lick it all the way around. Save the flake until the very end so it's nice and cold and hard after being wrapped around the ice cream. And then you, like, I have a system for a 99. I'll suck all the, or lick all the ice cream around. Then I'll bite the little bit around the cone. Then I'll lick the last bit of ice cream out, cut the cone at the end, suck it out, keep the flake for the end. Oh yeah, I have a right system for that. Like, there's nothing that I would eat with dignity. So you know the way I'd eat a Kit Kat, a purple snack, a bite all the way around, like a Ferrero Rocher, suck out the chocolate and even the nut till the end. I could keep going. There's no dignity in any of these.
No, you are dignity free.
Yeah.
You are dignity free.
I have no shame whatsoever.
The last one I had on the list, I think people would agree with, are ribs as well.
Yeah, but you just get your mouth around the rib and when you get on with it, like, what's the problem? Like, these are just foods. Do you know what I mean? We're all gone too. Like, just eat what you want to eat.
You are just like, food comes above everything. Just lash into it.
Absolute nonsense. Of course you can. Someone's just entered movie madness. 7:45.
Thanks, Mark.
Congratulations, Mark. Of course you're going to be a little bit messy when you're eating those foods, but like, if it's going to stop you, what's the point? The life is for living, lads.
Okay, well, she's poo-pooed my entire list morning. So can you think of a food that is difficult to eat with dignity that she might agree on this morning?
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Welcome to Wednesday. It's time for our favourite part of the week. We never know what's going to happen here.
Is it really your favourite? Of all the brilliant things we do.
Like, just because I have such a sunny disposition, I do find that I have a lot of favourite things. So I will use that phrase.
These are a few of my favourite things. So
when
explain.
The sun shines.
For an alien who's just arrived from Mars, what is our blind rankings?
So blind rankings on Beat is basically we give each other a topic every week and we must rank the topic, and it's a piece of audio, 5 pieces of audio, and we've got to rank them 5 to 1, 1 being our favourite, but we don't know what's coming next. So there's a huge amount of jeopardy involved in blind rankings. You wouldn't get this anywhere else. Like, you switch the dial, you're going to some chat show or something.
Edgier seat.
Like, I mean, this is kind of the stuff that radio awards are made of, really. So we're talking 5 to 1, and again, a bit of jeopardy because neither of us know
So you could like pick the first one as your number one and then regret it later. That's how it works.
Wednesday ruined. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, will I go for it? Like, you give me mine first.
I'll give you
yeah.
yours first. So, as you know, I'm a huge fan of EastEnders. Love it. Love it.
You ain't my mother.
7:30 every evening. Oh, give me that hit. And if we talk about iconic EastEnders characters, we talk Peggy Mitchell, who is known for being a very tough landlady of the Queen Vic. And I thought, you could be a good landlady of a pub. Getting people, you know, getting people yeah. in order. And
oh, I don't want to say the line. Yeah, yeah, okay, because so I see where this is going.
It's
yeah.
Peggy Mitchell asking people to leave in different ways. Okay?
She was an icon, really, wasn't yeah. she? Mm. Like, she, in terms of pub landladies, she is she is up there, isn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah. Now, don't rush into anything here, show. There's plenty of variety and
don't
options.
Don't be hasty.
So here is your number one Peggy Mitchell asking someone to leave.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
It's the way she kind of like.
She has a rasp.
It's like,
get out of here.
Yeah, it's so loaded. Mm. It's beautiful, beautiful. I say that to Tom all the time. Get out of here. I'm going to go number four.
Number four.
Yeah.
What are you going to call that?
Are they all saying the same thing?
So it comes up quite a bit. Get out does come up.
Get out of here.
In different
yeah.
ways.
Yeah. Get out of here. Right. I'm just going to roll it into one, like, get out of here. It's like all one word,
okay.
You know what I mean?
Grant, here's your second one.
Yeah.
While you're at it, get out of my pub.
While you're at it, get out of my pub. You can imagine her just, like, saying something before that that's just kind of not leading up to this, and
yeah,
then she just like kind of
yeah,
lands.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Watch out for your dinner, yeah.
While you're at it. Get out of my...
While you're at it, get out of my pub.
While you're at it, get out of my studio.
That's a minimal anger level from
yeah.
Peggy.
Yeah.
You know, that's anger at about three.
I'm going for three. While you're at it. While you're at it, get out of my pub.
Okay, let's keep going. Here's your third. Peggy Mitchell yeah. asking somebody to exit the Queen Vic.
Pack your bags, sling your hook, and go.
Was that the husband?
I don't know who that was. I mean, she's
married to your man. He was with Pat Butcher and
Frank.
And one Christmas wasn't he nudie with a dicky bow? I think I've seen that clip like come up and stuff. And he was just completely nude and then a bow tie that twirled.
Yeah.
I think that could be that moment.
Pack your bags, sling your hook, and go.
Pack your bags, sling your hook. And go. Five.
Oh, really?
Oh, I yeah. like that one.
Yeah. I thought there was a nice bit of variety in there, something different.
My round, lads.
Yeah,
my round.
You're going. Your game. Okay, we're on to number four. And you've got, two and
yeah,
one left.
You see, I like to bring spice.
Here's your fourth one.
You weren't invited and nobody wants you, so get out of my pub.
Beautiful. See, that is like, if
straightforward, matter of fact.
If I was able to be mean, that's the way I'd like to deliver
it. You weren't invited and nobody wants you. So get out of my pub.
You weren't invited and nobody wants you. Get out of my pub. I'd love to be a bit more Peggy Mitchell.
Yeah, you
do
could
know
do
what I mean?
Being a bit more Peggy Mitchell.
You weren't invited. Nobody wants you. Number two.
Number two.
I feel like I'm holding off. Like I'm holding out for a massive get out of my pub. You weren't invited.
Nobody
wants
you.
Get out of my pub.
I'm going to say, you know what? Here, will we do that later, right to a caller? You weren't invited.
No, that's
too mean. Nobody wants
you.
Get off the line.
Yeah, I think we should. Will we do it? But if we do it, we'll have to like do it as a competition.
Yeah.
So if you're listening now yeah. and you message yeah. when I do it.
We'll give you a prize.
We'll give you a prize.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, this is a code, right? Mm. So we're going to do this later. Listen out. So you're part of the early morning club.
You weren't invited.
Nobody wants you. So get out of my pub.
We can't get out of my pub. Really.
Get out of my... Get off the phone.
Get off the line.
What if they hang up on us?
We'll have to ring them back and apologise. Okay?
Now listen. Mm. You're part of this.
Yeah.
You could win a prize between now and 10 o'clock. Mm. You weren't invited. Nobody wants you.
Get off the phone. Yeah, okay.
What are we going with? Phone or line?
Get off the line.
Are we doing it together?
Get off the air.
Are we doing it together?
Would that be even weirder for the caller?
But maybe that's better because then it's... Okay,
you were
no, wait. You're ahead. If you're going to do it, right. Okay, you're part of this club now, all right? The early morning clubbers are still here, so you're part of this prize to be won.
Just text us, Peggy, when you hear it.
Get off the line. Get off the air. Okay, yeah. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
You were invited. Nobody wants you.
Get off the air. And then hang up.
Yeah. Okay, we'll try to do that later at some point.
Oh, that's mean
I
though.
I know it's Jeopardy.
Okay,
right, you've your number one left. Yeah. I've only one left. this is your final one.
Get out of my path! With pleasure.
Yeah. Is that Pat that
you
says
didn't Pat
with pleasure?
Butcher, yeah.
Get out of my path! With pleasure.
They were, the two of them were like absolute gold in terms of like soap drama.
Did that give you the hit you needed, that last one?
Just had so much enjoyment on number two. Like, it was hard to go anywhere, but yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, one more time.
Get out of my pub with pleasure.
I don't even know how to go through these. Number five, pack your bag. Number four, get out of here. Number three, while you're at it. Number two,
you weren't invited. Nobody wants you.
Get off the air. And number one in blind rankings of Peggy Mitchell in the pub. Get out of my pub.
All right, good
with
call.
With pleasure.
Good call.
It was an excellent round. A lot to be gained from that for you a little bit later on. Make sure when you hear it, just send a...
Just send the word
Peggy.
Peggy. Yeah.
Peggy.
Okay.
All right. We're going to give you a nice prize, by the way. Mm. So it's worth sticking around.
Okay. Round two blind rankings. My go.
Oh, sorry. Yes, that's me. That's me. It's up to me to talk now and to tell you what's happening. So basically, your blind ranking is the sound of people, celebrities, making owl noises. This is a trend. Okay. It's kind of hard to explain, and not everybody in the office who was required to take part got the whole trend.
Hold on. But it's celebrities making owl noises, but it's not celebrities. It's people in the office.
It's, if you were an owl, but you were a
celebrity. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. If you were, but we don't have the actual celebrities because we don't have access to those people.
Okay.
All right. So the next best thing is people that work around the office.
Okay.
And some of them didn't really get it.
It's quite complex. Stay with us, everybody. Stay with us.
This is celebrities in inverted commas doing owl sounds.
It's people in the office doing owl sounds as if the owl was the celebrity.
Yes. Correct. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Or celebrities.
No, it's not celebrities. Well, there are no celebrities here.
Okay, so celebrity impersonators doing owl sounds. And they happened to be in the office while they were doing it. Okay, got me? With
okay.
Me? Okay.
Let's
five
roll
to one.
With it.
And don't, I won't tell you, like they are written there, but you can't see anyway, so it's fine.
Okay.
Can you?
Yeah, pretty much. But
oh,
I go on. It's grand.
Okay.
Here we go.
Who? Who?
Is that Rachel?
No, it's Amy.
Oh,
it's
you? Okay.
Who?
It's actually, I'm working it out from the words. I probably wouldn't have worked this one out, but it's actually quite good.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, she is currently appearing on the US.
Traitors.
No. Trayers.
Trayers. Trayers.
I keep saying
the
clip.
I'm sorry, Father. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry for cursing, Father.
She keeps saying, I'm not a traitor.
I'm going to give you a number two for that.
I'll call it
Maura Higgins,
peaked,
of course.
Amy.
Yeah, well done.
Okay, go on.
Okay.
Oh, I'm an owl.
Baby, you bunch of babies.
Okay, so you know who that is.
Yeah, I do know.
Yeah. Enjoying this, aren't you? Enjoying
I am, yeah.
This is celebrity impersonators doing owl sounds.
The real challenge for me is working out who in the office is doing it.
Who's that?
Is it Aldrin?
No.
I'm an owl.
Baby, you bunch of babies.
You don't know who that is?
Brian?
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't have recognised him at all.
Yeah, that's Roy Keane, obviously.
That's actually quite good as
do you
well.
Think?
Yeah.
We kind of slated him for it. We
no, I thought that's okay. I'll give him three. Roy Keane.
Oh. He could have gone more Cork.
Yeah, he should have been a bit more.
They're just doing their job. That's what I would have done.
Bunch of babies.
Okay, on to number three.
Poo-duffy.
Okay, everyone, I need you silence, please, guys, while I try and work all of this.
Poo-duffy.
That's so obvious who the celebrity is.
Poo-duffy.
You hear the second word.
Deffy.
Duffy.
Oh. Oh.
Poo-duffy.
Joe Duffy.
Okay.
51552, wash your hands.
Good afternoon to you.
Mary. Oh, talk to me, Mary. Talk to Joe. Talk to
Jesus.
Joe.
Jesus. Jesus. In all, anyways. That's not great. I'm putting that number five.
Oh, really negative.
Mm. Do you know who was that?
That was Dana.
Duffy.
She's not going to be happy with you.
She's going to be raging.
You're going to have a. You're going to have.
And I don't like facing an angry Dana. No. To be honest,
who does?
Yeah. Okay, we've got two left, and I've got four and one left. Yeah. This is absolutely bizarre.
Who is she? Who is she?
Oh, bless her.
I know that was Nikki Graham, of course. Big Brother days, a very iconic diary room.
Number four.
Okay, you loved that though, didn't you?
I said, "Oh, right,
you quote
Nicki
that
Minaj."
Lot. You quote that in your everyday life a lot. I thought you'd like that. I thought you'd
just feel a bit sad over Nikki, you know.
Oh, it's aww, really sad. Yeah.
Right, we've got only one left and I've got number one. So it has to be that. So you better not let me down with the last one. Okay, I need a big one here, right? Oh, she's making a face. Let's have a listen.
This, welcome, people of Ireland, welcome. Who?
Don't slate me when I'm standing opposite you. Like, don't, come on. Like, have, like, you love me deep down. You struggle with me, but you love me a lot. Don't.
That was
like,
abysmal, really.
No!
I mean, your dahi part is good.
That's
but just,
not dahi!
Oh.
This, welcome, people of Ireland, welcome.
Dahi O'Shea.
No, it's not Dahi O'Shea. This why is Dahi O'Shea addressing the people of Ireland? Come on.
He's on telly every day.
Use your brain. There's something in there. Come on.
It's Michael D. Higgins.
This, welcome, people of Ireland, welcome.
I think that is a brilliant. Can we get some feedback on that?
I'm not changing. I'm leaving it written down as Dahi O'Shea.
I actually think that is one of my best pieces of work that I've ever done.
Please rate shows Michael D / Dahi O'Shea.
Yes, welcome, people of Ireland. Welcome.
Come on, trolls, come
reviews
forth.
Are welcome. 0851 02 93. Joe Duffy at 5, Nikki Graham at 4, Roy Keane at 3, Maura Higgins at 2, and Dahi O'Shea at number 1.
Not Dahi O'Shea.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
All the gossip.
Break on the sauce, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Give me the goss on Beat with Supermax. The Fizz. Enjoy your favourite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery or drive-through. Supermax.ie.
All the gossip.
All the gossip.
All the gossip right here, right now. Beat Breakfast, Friday morning. Niall, talk to me.
Actually, I think producer Amy needs to kind of...
She's filming at the same time.
This was something that she's been looking at on TikTok, yeah?
Yes. Well, I saw this thing and it was, what do you have overconfidence in? What's your toxic trait that you think...
Oh, I don't know if it's toxic. I'm not sure it's toxic.
Oh, okay.
I think it's good to have confidence in yourself, you know, that you can achieve things that maybe other mere mortals can't do.
Why are you looking at me?
I think I often watch things on TV and they're difficult challenges or sporting tasks and I kind of go... I could have a go at that. I could definitely have a go at that. And like, for example, we're really coming into our own the next couple of weeks because the Winter Olympics are starting.
Okay. Yeah.
And I love the Winter Olympics, the snow and all the mountains and all that. But there's a couple of things that I can tell you now I'll be watching. Firstly, the ski jumping.
Okay.
I went skiing as a kid, right?
Okay.
Three times.
Okay.
Three times I've been skiing. And like, I get the basics. And like with ski jumping, you just need somebody to push you. And you just lean and then you take off and you lean and you land.
I'm pretty sure that like there's some kind of skill in landing.
Oh, I'd say yeah.
Someone that's never been skiing, I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah, well, I've never done the landing part.
Exactly.
But I'm sure I'd manage it.
Okay. Yeah.
So the ski jumping definitely could take that on. The other one is, it couldn't be that hard to sit in that toboggan thing like in Cool Runnings, you know, and go down the chute.
I often wondered, like, they're not really doing it in there.
You just sit there like, with your helmet on.
And it just moves and then you just kind of pray.
Yeah.
Is there a skill in that?
I'd say you have to have a certain amount of fitness because you got to do the run at the start. You'd struggle now because you got to run at the start.
Excuse me, I'm in the gym.
You got to run and jump in. I'm thinking coordination, not your strong point.
Honestly wish that we could challenge like each other in this.
A couple of other quick ones. I'm loving Gladiators back on TV.
I was going to say, I think I could do the Travelator without having to do it a few times. I think I could run up the Travelator, no bother.
Could you do the whole thing though, the Eliminator?
No, just the Travelator.
The ropes and stuff.
No.
I could do that.
No, you couldn't.
I could climb the ropes.
Oh my God.
I could go across the beams. My favourite part would be the zip wire. And then that Travelator, not a bother.
Sure,
I'm carrying no weight, so I can get up it very easily.
I'm going to bring you to my gym for a session, and I'm going to see how you fare.
Yeah. Okay, what have you got then? What could you do?
So the Travelator would be my first one. Second one is, I'm not a hairdresser, but I believe, right, if anyone would be willing to be my muse, I suppose, or my model, I believe that I could confidently do highlights on hair. Oh. I do. You know, I do. Okay. I do. I really, really believe that. And then my third one is, and this is thanks to my dad, Phil, I have a really good right kick and I believe that I could score a penalty like in against some of the top goalkeepers, like Quiveen, whoever.
You couldn't score a penalty in an open goal, I don't think.
Right, okay.
it'll go about 50 feet over the post.
I actually think that was really harsh. And I actually don't think you know what you're dealing with. I don't think you've ever seen my right foot. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you can dismiss it before you've seen what I can do.
Last so, one.
Yeah.
And I know you watched a bit of this yesterday.
Yeah.
That skyscraper malarkey. I've done a couple of those walls.
It.
I've climbed those walls, like, you know, and I've got good grip. So I reckon I could do a skyscraper. Yeah,
I watched
send me
that.
Down. I'll do the clock tower later today on the key.
Oh God, your confidence like is unbelievable. Yeah. There's more chance of me achieving my three than you.
Well, anyone could do highlights. You know,
no.
not anyone could climb the clock tower.
Whoa. You have just dismissed a whole load of hairdressers by saying that. Not anybody could do.
No.
Yeah.
Hairdressers can do them to perfection, but anyone could just do.
No,
them.
That's not the point. The point is, what job do you think you can do expertly, like everybody else? So you've just said everybody can do highlights. Yeah. Come on, hairdressers, come for him this morning.
Not everyone can climb the clock tower with their bare hands.
The clock tower in Waterford. You want to go down there? You'd get up 2 feet, like not even.
I am scared of heights.
You're terrified.
That could be an issue. That could be an issue. Right? Are we missing anything? Is anything you are super confident about? A big challenge. Let us know. 085-102-9103. Right. Look, I'm making a plan at the moment. The call was on.
Now there's a challenge. What time are we meeting at the clock tower for an aisle to climb up it? Showing it to someone's hair while we wait on Niall to hook up the courage to actually climb up it.
If you wait, if you want to swap, you do the highlights, I'll climb it.
Anyone can do the highlights.
Oh, Niall, please do not go there again. Anybody can't do highlights. Like, there's a whole system.
I did my own.
You put a bit of Jolene in the tips of your head and it came out orange.
It was beautiful. Oh,
anyway, there's a whole system because it's a science. Mm. There's a science behind
it. All you need is one of those little cap and a hook, don't you? Swimming cap and a hook. Swimming cap, like a fishing hook type thing. Woo! Out you go. Hair done. Beautiful. Right, beat the bomb time.
I'm being so defensive. You see, I worked in a hairdresser for 4 weeks one time, producer Amy. I did.
Okay.
Blow in Dublin.
And what was your job there? You had to sweep up the hair that the professionals cut.
No, I was actually hired to blow dry hair.
Oh.
Yeah. And I did it very well.
Yeah, you won't blow dry your own hair nowadays. You have to go and get it done.
Let's play Beat the Bomb.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103. Wake up.
Do it. Beat the All right, for the last time this week, let's have a round of our general knowledge quiz. And Roisin, good morning.
Oh, she's not there. Did she go on us?
Oh,
no. Roisin, ring her live. She was trying to get her connection sorted and stuff. Roisin, come on now. Come on. You're live on the...
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning, darling. How are you? We lost you there. We got you back. Where are you?
I'm in Wexford.
Okay.
In Gorey.
In Gorey. Okay. How are things this morning for you?
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Getting ready for work.
Okay. What's work?
Primary school teacher.
Oh, very good.
Okay. There's always a little hint of pressure when we have a teacher on. But don't worry, we're here for the crack. Roisin, what is your plan for the bank holiday?
I don't really have any plans. I'm going over to my parents and just going to chill.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Okay, will you get food served up?
Oh, absolutely. Always. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, tell me this, Roisin. Have you got help this morning?
Yeah, we heard somebody in the background.
Yes, I do. My husband, Paul, is here.
Good!
Ah, Paul, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good. Not shy, Paul. I like it. Not shy. how long are you married, lads?
3 months.
Oh! Newlyweds!
Ooh, you're in the love of phase. How's it all going?
We're heading on honeymoon now in a couple of weeks, so I'm really excited.
Where are you going?
Maldives.
Oh, for God's sake. You know, it's rained here for 28 days in a row and you come on to tell us you're going to the Maldives. give them hard questions, show.
No, I'm delighted for you. Do you know what? Isn't it lovely as well to have something like that to look forward to afterwards? You sound like you're just blissfully happy and we're happy for you too. Are you first-timers on Beat the Bum?
We are, yes.
And you're a loved-up couple.
Her heart is so full.
My heart is so... Actually, just quickly, because I just love this. What was your first dance song?
This will be an everlasting love.
Oh!
She's gone. She's sitting down.
Paul, I was singing this in my sitting room last night. It's one of my favourite songs. Roisin, did you pick it?
It was a joint effort.
Okay.
They're a lovely couple.
Yeah.
I don't even, like, we'll play, but sure, it doesn't matter. You're brilliant. You're brilliant.
Okay, let's do this. I hope the question suits you. Best of luck. Team efforts. Let's go.
Okay, guys, before the euro, what did Ireland use as its currency?
The pound.
Yes. What music artist had a hit with the song Can't Stop the Feeling?
Justin Timberlake.
Yes. Who is the presenter of the Irish version of The Traitors?
Siobhan McSweeney.
Yes. What Marvel Comics character is known for transforming into a green monster?
Hulk.
Yes. A new season of what show featuring Lord Alan Sugar begun on BBC last night?
The Apprentice.
Is right. What is the largest bone in the human body?
Ooh.
Femur?
Yeah, Paul. Which brand is famous for the song Bohemian Rhapsody?
Queen.
Yes. What is 25 plus 37?
Ooh. 62.
Yes. How many sides has a hexagon?
6.
Yes. What songwriter had a hit with the song Dance the Night?
Dance the Night.
Pass.
That's Dua Lipa. What sport uses a shuttlecock?
Badminton.
Yes. What is the largest continent?
Asia.
Yes. Which US actor played Iron Man?
Robert Downey Jr.
Yes. Who wrote Matilda, the book?
Rodan.
Is right. What movie features the song My Heart Will Go On?
Oh, Titanic.
Is the right answer. How many colours are there in the rainbow?
7.
Is right. How many millilitres are there in 1 centimetre?
100?
No, 10 is the answer there. Who is the host of The Chase?
Bradley Walsh.
Yes.
Yeah. Did your microwave or something go off there in the middle of us? It was a bing.
Oh.
No? Was that only a bing?
No.
Okay.
Roisin and Paul, just before Niall starts talking here, he's going to say, right, that some of those questions were quite, what's the word that you use?
Kindergarten.
He's going to say they're kindergarten, okay?
Roisin, what class do you teach in primary?
Second
class. You might ask them how many colours are in their rainbow. You know?
This is true.
Yeah, but
you'd expect them all to get it right.
Okay, yes. Lance, but you'd be surprised. You would be surprised if you did it on the street. You wouldn't know what you'd get back, right?
Honestly,
Paul, yeah. Paul, what do you do?
Videographer, video editor, sort of bit of everything.
Like this.
Multi-talented.
Okay, that's a great combination. What I will say is, for kindergarten or not, I think you did really well.
You
but
did.
Actually what you are is an incredible team, and this is an everlasting love.
Thank you.
Guys, you want to know
You're
what
so
you got?
Sweet.
You got an amazing 16
Whee!
Points this morning.
Whoa!
To Paul, the One For All voucher is all yours. Have a ball in the Maldives. Come back and play again sometime soon. You're absolute legends. Happy Friday.
Have a good one, guys.
Cheers, guys.
Bye. Wake up
in the morning. I gotta get up and get it. Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Welcome to Thursday's Beat Breakfast, January 29th, 10 minutes after 7. It's Niall and Show. Producer Amy's here. And it's a big day, lads. It's a big day because since we've come back for the new year, we've decided that it is myself versus Beat News for the two rounds of Beat the Intro. And whoever is triumphant takes nothing, really, actually.
You don't get glory.
You just get to walk around the office and say I'm the winner. But up until now, there's one Beat representative who I don't even feel has been on the show in, like...
No, for good reason.
Oh. Who is it, me?
Welcome to
Dana.
Breakfast, Dana.
Good morning.
I thought it was Audrin.
Audrin's done some bits. He hasn't done Beat the Intro, though.
Funny you should say that, though, because Audrin did something with us before Christmas, and I did the whole intro, and I welcomed him, and I said, I'm delighted to have you. And he went, I've been on this show before.
Yeah. It's a big first-time introduction. He went, I've been on the show many times.
See, I don't usually do early mornings.
No.
Not a morning person.
But I feel like if you were on once, you'd make an impact. Yeah. Coffee on the desk.
Yeah.
Let's move that off.
I do need just to clarify for the listeners. So, as you know, I'm the main man around these parts, and most people in the office would be very respectful towards me in my position, except these two ladies. These two give me back chat all the time. They scare me. Okay?
We don't scare you. It's just the seven Dana would like the chats, and you like the chats, so therefore
Yeah, we'd get together every now and then, wouldn't we?
Now and again.
Okay, do you know how it works, Dana? It's five songs.
Okay.
Under a certain theme. And there's 2 points per song. So it's a point for the artist, a point for the song title.
You okay?
No, I'm scared.
Don't be scared.
Darling, this is only a bit of crack.
No pressure.
The worst that can happen is we get really badly trolled on WhatsApp, which happens a lot.
Mm. But Niall told me before we came to air that this is the whole newsroom. I let the whole newsroom down.
It is true.
Well, that is true, you know. So. You're representing a team here. At least she only lets herself down, whereas you're letting other people down, you know?
Yeah. Niall, you're so mean. She's never been on the show.
Okay, so who should go first?
Let Dana go first.
Honestly, because
otherwise she's just going to be nervous standing there for the next whatever.
Okay, right. I didn't know it was going to be you, so I couldn't like prepare songs with Dana in mind.
Okay.
So your theme this morning is the word now. So okay. Now is going to appear in all the songs.
Right.
Okay, that's how it works. Right? That's a good clue.
Okay,
let's take the first one, which is supposed to be a kind of easy one. It's a number two. I'm really surprised this didn't get to number one. Number two in Ireland and the UK in 2009.
See, this is what's going to happen. I know it, but it will never come to mind. Oh my God, I can't think.
Then we're getting towards a big chorus.
It's hard, Dana, isn't it?
Is it Westlife?
It is. There's a point.
Go on, your first point.
Dana's first point, everybody.
Well done,
Dana's
Dana! First point. Dana in the house.
Okay, so think. Okay, last time here.
That was good, though.
Something in the shadows.
No, think about the now.
How now, Brown Cow?
This is one of their newer ones as well, isn't it?
No, it's 2009. But I mean,
no, that's not new, though.
No, not new.
Yeah, that's
but
what
like
I mean.
It would still be a latter Westlife song.
Would you
They're
call
around
that
since 1998.
Yeah, but that's only not.
you're it's closer to 1998 than this.
Exactly.
Well, I forget that, you know.
I know what you think we're in.
2009 is 17 years ago.
You need to move forward.
I can't.
No, don't look at her because she gives everything away. Okay, we're going to have to
push it.
Is
it Now and Then or something?
No, it's not, I'm afraid. It was called What
About
Now?
What About Now? What About Today? What if you're making me?
They performed this on The X Factor about 8 times.
I honestly feel like that's a newer one. Like.
No, it's definitely one of the classics. I know that.
A cover, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, we continue. Yeah.
Whose song was
Daughtry, an American country singer. Yeah, the original.
Sure, he
didn't all
have
of their
much
songs
of
are covers, really.
He did in America.
Well, not here.
Okay, we move on. We're going to 2008 next.
Okay.
Okay, 2008, and this was a number 6 in the charts. Take a listen. What about today?
Oh my God.
Oh, stop.
Quite timely.
That's hard. Mm. No.
Timely
like
this week.
Heard.
Timely.
Yeah, in terms of the stuff we're talking about on the show and stuff. Who might have been big, right? Come on.
She got it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she got the tune.
Well done.
Yeah, try to get to the chorus in your head.
We're finished at 10 this morning.
I want it. Now. Oh, Neo or
yes!
Akon.
Akon,
yes!
I'll take.
You know why I remember this? Because they announced. That they're coming
yeah,
and we're giving away
we're
tickets
giving away
later
tickets. Oh, yes.
Okay, now come on, you were singing it there, but what's the name of the song?
I wanna make love now.
You're missing
now,
a word.
No.
You're missing a word.
Okay.
Before and now.
I wanna
no
<It's>
no clues.
I wanna make love
no.
I wanna
no.
Oh God.
No. Okay, we got to move. It's called Right Now, and then in brackets, na na na. I needed the word right, but you got a point
there. I want to make love.
No, it's
right
just
now,
right now. It's called.
It doesn't say anything about making love.
Well, he does sing that, but it's not the title.
Yeah!
Okay, even another to pull point that out, I think you're a bit like me. There's an extraction process.
It's down
it's
there.
Down there.
But
it's
getting
deep
it up
inside.
Is the problem.
Yeah, you have
it's
to
like
get
I
it out.
This.
Yeah, and you need
I
more
have
time.
To sing along.
Yeah, I get I it, have darling. To like it. Okay. I see what you're doing. Yeah.
Okay.
I see it.
17 after 7.
I see you. We're here till 10 this morning, lads.
We're working through one song every 10 minutes at the moment. We're on now to a number one in Ireland in 2003. Big song.
Oh! Me and Amy and I, we were only talking about this yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's one of my favourite songs in the world of all time. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah. I'm going deeper. And
yes!
Deeper. Think of your keywords. Go get a cup of tea.
I feel like it's right now again, but it's not.
Oh, well, no, those words are in the title, but there's another word.
Okay, can we play it once more?
Absolutely, I've no complaints here.
Is it Will Young?
Yes, point. Okay. Well done.
Come on, Dana. Absolutely smashing this.
Great on the artists. It's just the titles.
This is phenomenal.
Now, sing it again, the chorus in your head, and give me the word.
You don't give me this grace.
I don't know.
She's a first timer. You
don't know. No, it's
you
like.
Do.
No. Oh. You gotta move.
I'm good at the artist, but it's just.
Leave right now.
Leave right now.
Think I better leave right now before I fall any deeper. I think I better leave right now. I'm feeling weaker and weaker. Somebody better show me.
Do a little apology to Emily, who says my brain is hurting from screaming at the radio.
I'm so sorry.
Emily, darling, look,
it's early. Look, what did I say? I'm not a morning person. Mm-hmm.
You're doing really well, Dana. Mm. Do not underestimate the power of Dana from Beat News. All right,
you've taken a point from each one. It's not back on.
Amazing.
Okay. We move on to song number four. Are you better in more recent ones? 2018.
Maybe.
Okay, maybe.
Probably not.
2018, a number four hit in Ireland.
Here till 10, everybody.
Yeah, no, I don't think
that's hard.
I get that one.
You know it, yeah, Amy? Yeah. Okay.
I don't.
No.
No.
No. Do you know what you're doing? You're playing it right. Because when you don't know.
It's not like I'm like, oh, I have no clue of this song.
There's nothing.
It's not given. Like the instruction would be way too deep.
And you know what? It's one of those songs where the intro doesn't necessarily match as well with what comes afterwards.
Yeah.
So it was Post Malone and Better Now.
You know I say that I am better now.
Great tune, tough one, toughy. That was a toughy.
Never put you down as a Post Malone girl.
Love Post. Sunflare is one of my favourite songs.
Really?
Yeah. I like to surprise you.
You do, and you do it all the time. Okay, now we're going way back, 1999.
Okay.
With an absolute classic, a number two hit. Take a listen. Do you know it?
Is that the darts?
it's the darts, yeah.
They use it in a lot of sports, to be fair. And then there's a montage.
Right here. Right here.
Yes! Yeah,
right
that's the name of it. Who's the artist?
Is it like Van Helden or something?
Armin Van Helden. Good guess. He was big around that time.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, that's very good.
I think Armin Van Helden, I think, was Dutch. Actually, maybe he was American. Closer to home. Not Irish.
I don't think I'm going to get the artist for that one, no.
That's hard, but
yeah. Did this guy play?
Or sorry, yeah, the artist actually. Yeah,
EP, was that last year?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, Fatboy Slim.
Yes.
We give you that. Well done.
I think you deserved it. You played a phenomenal first round. No, I'm
5 points.
I could see this at the darts, definitely.
Yeah.
No.
I think it goes in a different direction to what you're thinking of.
No, it's not that song, but I'm just saying it's one of them.
I'm sure they played at starts. They do all the big beat anthems. I was going to say dance anthems. Okay, anthem. 5 points. Right, not a bad start.
It's okay.
Yeah, for your first goal. Yeah, it is.
What does Aoife normally get?
She really varies. I think she got a 3 a couple of weeks ago, but she's a kind of a 7 on average. So like you'll build confidence.
It's a very strong, competent start, and the fact that you knew like the song. Mm. Or the artist a lot of the time is great.
Okay, we'll continue, and you've got to hang on for shows around.
What's my word?
I'll tell you after the song. I don't want you. You'll be googling. You'll be putting it into the.
We're on the
Spotify.
Edge of our seats here. Yeah. Can I also read out a message from a lovely girl called Sharon, who is a very loyal listener of Beat, and she got. Can I say this?
Yeah.
But I'm not giving out her name or full name or address or anything. She got invited to the Late Late Show in 2 weeks' time. And she turned down those tickets because she has tickets for Daily Dilemma Uncensored.
She's committed to hanging out with us at the Set Theatre in Kilkenny on February 13th.
And I said to her, I'm so emotional that somebody would turn down the Late Late for us. Mm. I genuinely feel like...
Yeah, I know, but not everyone has Late Late in as high esteem as you do. It's your dream to sit in the audience, isn't it? And why? They want free stuff. They don't give the same level of free stuff nowadays as they did back in the Gaybo and even the
I've
Ryan
actually
days.
Been in the audience and I got nothing.
There you go. Yeah. There
but
you
anyway,
go.
Sharon, I'm very
at least
touched.
You'd be guaranteed like a Kieran or a condom at the Daily Dilemma Uncensored, you know?
Or something else.
Sharon, we are the Late Late Show.
Me too, yeah.
We are so... flattered, honoured.
Genuinely.
Just genuinely, we know how much crack you are, so we are looking forward to seeing you. She also says she's coming to Waterford.
Yeah, that no, honestly, I'm not able. My little heart can't take it. Thank you so much. By the way, if you haven't got your tickets like Sharon, get on it. Beat102103.com.
She's buying them all, Sharon, as you can see.
Or link in bio as well, please. We'd love to see you there. It's the countdown is officially on. Right, back to Beat the Intro, round two. Dana did 5 points this morning. It's her first time. We are very proud of her. Mm. Round of applause for Dana. Ooh. Great Thank start. You. Let's Thank go.
You. Okay, your keyword is... Beat.
This is beat.
Mic them up, you never know. Right, I think you'll do well at this. We're starting with the top three from 2010.
Shimmy!
Oh no. That top is dangerous.
It is, I think the name is Alexandra Stan, Mr. Saxo Beat. Woo!
Right, we keep going. Top 10 from 2007.
Oh, I know. My heart skips a beat.
That's Ollie Mars.
Every time that I skip a heartbeat. It's called heartbeat.
Yes.
Every time I'm in
a heartbeat.
Scouting for girls. Yes. Dana, she has four already.
Dana, something happened, show, over Christmas.
I started getting better
last year, but since she came back in Christmas, she's an encyclopedia, she swallowed a music library or something.
I think I've learned, like, the extraction process took a year, and okay, eventually all the music swirling down there, I was getting it out now. It's now just come to the fore.
Anyway. Okay, we're going.
Don't say that because I could fall now.
Yeah,
you know?
we got a couple of tougher ones coming. Yeah. Next one from 2012. Do you know this?
We spoke too soon, lads. We were too cocky. Mm. I have not. Larry said, "Is that a 10 we smelled show?" Oh, Larry, it ain't on. It ain't.
Jinxed it.
Oh, Larry, I'm sorry, I'm letting you down. Is it Calvin Harris?
No.
Is it? It's not Avicii.
No.
Avicii, no.
I know this one.
It's some kind of dance act. Anyway, it's some kind of.
No. Don't give it a clue.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's some kind of dance act.
Give it to me again there. Swedish House Mafia.
No.
2012. Rita Ora.
Nope. Okay, we're gonna have to push it.
No.
Not coming?
No.
Okay, do you wanna shout from over there, do you know?
Justin Bieber and Nicki Minaj.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and a Beast.
I think I got stuck on that one before.
Justin.
That is my one of my favourite Justin Bieber songs, but it's not as much a favourite of me as Eeny Meeny. I love Eeny Meeny with Sean.
I was busy in 2012.
Were you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was in the world of corporate video.
Oh, exciting times.
No.
Okay, we're off to a number one in 2009. You know this.
I really want to see them.
Yeah, I'd go see them live.
Oh, I know this one as
it's
well.
It's JLS and it is Beat Again.
The lyrics of that song though. If I died, would you come to my funeral? Would you cry?
Stop.
Yeah. Did you ever listen?
See, I don't know lyrics though, but that's a bit weird.
I actually knew the title and the artist of that one.
Cool. Pointless. Cool. Not your rant.
This is where he comes back at you now.
Okay, you've got one left.
Yeah.
It was a UK number one from 2007.
Seven.
Mm. Artist and song title,
it's in
please.
Cork. Robin.
Yeah. My favourite.
Every heartbeat.
More, just slightly more. You're right, but there's another word.
And it. With every heartbeat.
Well done. Another 2 points.
Sorry, Dana.
I know, Dana. And it hurts with every heartbeat.
Dana, you did really well, Bobby. Like, really, really well.
The looks you're getting.
I'm trying to be your wing woman.
Will you? Yeah, but you're against me, so.
I know, but like, look, there's no prize. It's just like
yeah. Pride.
Yeah, I know, pride.
Will you still read the 8 o'clock news? Or it's like,
oh, okay. Just go away and think about it. Will you come back again?
Well, I'll have to. I think I'll have to redeem myself.
Yeah, no, definitely. Look, it was fun, and I wouldn't sniff at a five. It's good. 8-5. Well done.
Well done.
A quick shout out before we wrap to Niamh. Niamh is also coming to Daily Limerick on Censored. She's coming to Bank Lane. She says she cannot wait. It's her baby moon as she's due in March.
Niamh, we don't. Oh, God.
I hope we don't
this
make
is
you
very.
Laugh so much that
like, Niamh, Daily Limerick on Censored, there's a lot of cracks that we had. So, you know, we'll just. Yeah, we'll do our best to look after you on the night. Yeah, we'll have a special seat for you. Mm-hmm. We will, and I'll come down and I'll give you a big hug. Mm. I can't wait. Thank you, guys. It's lovely to hear so many people are going.
Yeah, and Marty wants to know, are we going to bring the show to Carlo? Fingers crossed.
Yes.
We're trying to get to as many
places as we
can.
Carlo is right, yeah.
Sure, we're only down the road in Bankley or in Set Theatre.
Come and see us in Langton's. We'd love to have you there. Mm. And tickets are kind of flying. We hate saying that, but it is true. So if you haven't got them yet, like Sharon, get on it.
That last week where people go, oh, I haven't even got a ticket, and they're on the Mammy Facebook pages and all that. Don't be that person.
You said they were on the Mammy, Wexford Mammies, when we were in the Spiegel tent. That was a proud moment. I have to say, as a mammy.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Mad idea by Show.
I know, but like, what's wrong with having a mad idea?
Nothing.
Nothing is right. We asked you this morning to come forward and let go of somebody who's been wrecking your head. And no, don't play it again. We'll just sing it. Are you ready?
Okay.
I think we're better.
Okay.
I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair. What have we got? Are we allowed to say her name? I think so.
Yeah, on the voice note you can.
Okay, this is Fiona.
Guys, starting a new job soon, so I'm gonna wash that job right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that job right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that job right out of my hair. And I can't remember the rest. Doom, doom.
Oh, the doom, doom is brilliant.
That was brilliant. Congratulations, Fiona. Best of luck with your new job. Wash the old one out of your hair and all of that.
Okay, I'm going to read this out. Yes. You might want to sit down for this show. Okay. I won't mention the name, but it says, why I want to wash him out of my hair? When I was asleep beside him, he used my bank card to book flights to see his bit on the side.
Oh my God. I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair. I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair. Oh my God. Like, your bank card and he lying beside you.
Neck.
Oh.
The neck.
Oh my God. Sammy, talk to us, darling. Talk to us.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm all right. Not too bad.
Right. Who are we washing out of our hair this morning, Sammy?
No names.
Giving away any names or incriminating anybody.
Oh, I won't give away any details. Basically just washing an alley cat.
Okay.
Out of my hair. Okay. Lack of morals, lack of respect, lack of loyalty. Mm. Bye-bye, see you later.
Bye-bye. We don't need him, Sammy, don't we not?
No, and I would absolutely love for you to sing for me.
Okay.
Sammy, you'd make my morning.
Sammy, it's not a sentence that people say very often. So on this occasion, Sammy, I will step up for you. And what did we call him again?
Alley Cat.
Okay, Sammy, this is for you, my darling girl. I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair. And send him on his way.
Oh, nice.
Voice of an angel right there.
Again, not a sentence I've ever heard before, but I really appreciate it. Do you feel better, Sammy? Have you washed him officially out of your hair?
100%.
Okay, Sammy.
That just was the final nail in the coffin right there. That was perfect.
Do you know what we can thank this anonymous man for?
Yeah.
We can thank him because you're going to Neo and Aiko.
Hey! You've made my day.
Well, good. That's what you've got.
Don't bring any alley cats, okay?
No.
Oh, I won't. I'll be bringing probably my daughter, I'd say.
Amazing.
We love that. Sammy, happy Wednesday, darling girl. Keep washing them out of your hair.
Have a good day. Wake up
in the morning. I gotta get up and get it. Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show. Woke up this morning. Wake up. Rise and shine. Niall and Show, waking you up on Beat Breakfast.
Wake up. Alrighty.
Good morning.
Okay, let's do a bit of a throwback Thursday, actually. There was something you mentioned on the show last week that I did want to come back to, and it was about... if you remember last week, the lovely Marion was in and she dropped in loads of nice little treats and I went mad on the tea cakes. I think I had 4 that morning. Don't judge me.
Is that what they're called? Tea cakes?
Yeah, Tunnock's tea cakes, aren't they?
So they're mallow with a biscuit.
There's various different mallow types, but those types have the kind of biscuit, the soft biscuit at the end and the chocolate. Some just have the chocolate and mallow, you know. But Sho at that point said that she actually had a bit of a difficulty with mallow, full stop. And I just wanted to explore that a little bit more, that... what was it that caused this childhood trauma with the mallow?
We have to go back many years because I think I was 9 or 10 at the time. And you know those days where you have to go to the supermarket with your mum. But on this occasion, because we wouldn't have been allowed a lot of sugar. I've spoken about this on the show before, that normally I got rice cakes when everybody else got Kit Kats and penguins in their lunchbox. But on this day, it was summer holidays. So she was obviously letting me get like a few things that I wanted. And she was really saying you can put whatever you want in the trolley. And I at the time had a Wendy house which was parked at the bottom of our road, and I was going to have a picnic for the Wendy house. Right?
On your own?
No, I think I had like a friend from next door.
Okay,
my friend Kira from next door neighbour. I don't think I was on my own.
Okay.
We decided that we were going to like sell books and camp out at the Wendy house and eat snacks. So I was like, I'll get loads of stuff for the Wendy house. So two of the items that I clearly distinctly remember buying were the mallows, but they didn't have the biscuit underneath.
Yeah,
it was just
chocolate. I know what you mean.
Covered in mallow.
I know, you get the box of them and they're very Moorish.
Yeah, they clearly are. And then I also bought some mint Aero mousses.
Oh wow, you really spoil yourself. Now, how old were you?
I think I was 9 or 10. Mum will have to confirm.
Mint Aero mousse.
I think they were new.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They were new.
I actually like a mint Aero mousse. They're the grey, green and brown and very
light.
So
unfortunately, on this occasion, and I think it is because I wasn't really allowed much sugar, and then I thought this was a free-for-all. I had the Wendy house. We were living our best lives. So I think I had about 3 to 4 mallows.
That's not a huge amount, but when you're 9, maybe that is a lot.
And then 2 Aero mousses.
Okay. Yeah, what happened next?
No, it wasn't great. My stomach, they wasn't a fan of all of the mousse and the mallow mixed together. And let's just say it didn't end well. And I have been scarred for life and I can never eat a mallow.
So you had mallow and green Aero mousse coming out of her nostrils, her ears, everything on that day.
I swear to God. Like if I see someone coming in, even I'm scarred by Kimberly's. Do you know what I
mean? Yeah, like, there's a little bit of mallow.
Mallow. And if there's ever a mousse on a menu.
You can't do mousse either.
I can't do mousse. Honestly, it has literally put me off. I'm talking like years and years and years. And I actually don't even know. Like, I'm setting myself free here. I don't even know if I ever told Mum about this because I don't know if I wanted her to know.
That you'd pushed it too far. Yeah. Well, that's really interesting. And that I want to explore this more in a slot we will call So Sick. And I'm so sick. Now, interestingly, I had a somewhat similar experience when I was small, that we would often have sweets. We weren't as restricted, we'd say, as you in our house.
My mum was way ahead of her time.
Yeah, but not all the time. And I would always go to the press looking for something just to have a little nibble in between lunch and tea, you know. And I remember on a couple of occasions going to the press and there was no chocolate or biscuits there. But what there was... Is it glazed or glaced cherries?
Glazed. I think
is it glazed?
They're the ones that like are kind of like
you
sweet
use them for
top of cakes.
Yeah, it's like they're kind of icing around them. You use them for cherry cakes or you use them for fruit cakes, that kind of thing. So there's a little tub. Chivers, I think, was the brand of Chivers.
And they came in a little white tub.
White tub.
And it was all plastic. Yeah. I remember them in my granny's house.
So I would just tuck into them and treat them like sweets. And I think one day I had six or seven of them. And you can imagine that amount of sugar and. So since then I could never really enjoy a cherry cake.
Sorry, you're right. They are called glace. G-L-A-C-E. Oh my God, even looking at them now. Oh my.
Imagine a lot of them in your belly.
They're so shiny and...
So for that reason, I have to avoid a lot of cherry things as an adult. Cherry cake and all that kind of cherry flavour. So what I want to ask you this morning is, what childhood incident did you have with a certain food, particularly sweet food, that you went to town on it? And for that reason, you were kind of traumatised.
Can never
forever
touch it
because
again.
Of it.
Yeah.
And you can't touch it. Like
I mean,
mallow.
Imagine my life. Like, I'm really restricted in the mallow. What do you call
it? But I didn't realise when we talked about this yesterday that moose is also. Like, I love a moose.
I know. I haven't had a moose. I literally have not touched a moose. Like, if you brought me a moose, if it came out at a wedding or whatever, I'd just be like, pass it to the person beside me.
Okay, that's our question to you. Yes. What food did you go to town on as a child in a bad way so that you really just can't touch it as an adult? And what we're going to do for the best story this morning.
Come on now, this is so good. If you see what the tie in here with the song and the subject.
Oh, that's clever. Neo and Akon have announced they're coming to Dublin in April, on Friday the 24th of April. A weekend gig, always best.
It's the best.
They're coming to Three Arena. Tickets are on sale tomorrow. We've got a pair of tickets to give away right now for our best story on this. What food did you go to town on as a child and now you can't look at as an adult? 085 102 9103. Texts and voice notes welcome. All right, childhood run-ins with food where you went to town on it. Show can no longer do mallow.
Our moose.
M&M. A glassed cherries, I've been told.
Thank you to whoever clarified that. So we get through some of the messages.
Yeah, there's so many coming in.
Joe. This is sad, Joe, because I love this. Raspberry Ripple ice cream. Sat down with a tub watching a movie before I realised the tub was gone. Haven't been able to touch it since.
Now, I can also relate to this one with Sarah in Kilkenny. Cooking chocolate. I'll never forget it. I was 8 years old, not long after my communion. I fancied chocolate. Of course I did. Too lazy to go to the shop and I didn't want to spend my money. Anyway, tucked into the whole bar of cooking chocolate. Now, at 37, will not even look at a Rice Krispie bun knowing what could potentially happen.
Oh, darling.
Let's just say I nearly ended up needing hospital intervention. I'm sorry to laugh.
It's not meant to be eaten. Tommy ate that a couple of years ago. He had two full bars of Wonder Bar.
No way.
And he was fine.
Oh.
I don't know.
He's a machine.
That man is unbelievable. He ate yogurt that was 6 weeks old last year. And I was really worried.
I used to do that with the glacé cherries as well. What would be in the press was the cooking chocolate. But I'd only have a square and I'd know it was wrong.
It's just too sweet. Natasha was on. Hi, Beat. I used to eat sugar and banana sandwiches when I was a kid.
Chloe was on. No explainer on this, but I don't think we need one.
Chloe,
she just
enough.
Said meatballs in a tin. Just leave it at that.
It's obviously loads of messages that we, for obvious reasons, can't read out as well. But
can we just do the we haven't done Audrey, the butter.
Oh, will I read that?
Butter. I used to literally eat it by the fistful as a child. My mum used to leave it in the press and in my baby walker I'd go over, open the press and devour the butter from the dish. And now I cannot stomach it. If I know it's in my mash or veg or sambos, I'd starve rather than eat it.
Darlene, I don't think you're alone on that because I feel like everybody knows somebody. My cousin Luan, I will name and shame her. She lives in Limerick. It's grand. I used to be fascinated, right? She'd get
a
knife.
She'd
get a knife, right? She'd be buttering her bread. She'd get a knife. She'd put the butter on the bread. And then she'd just take a chunk and put it on the knife and then just... into the mouth. And I would be sitting there actually appalled. Like, how could one
how could one
put butter directly into the mouth?
Oh my God. Right. Let's go. Rowena, good morning.
Morning.
Well,
how
how's the form?
How are you, darling? Where are you this morning?
I am on the way to college in Limerick. I'm going from Clonmel. So.
Deadly. Now, yours I think will be very relatable for a lot of people because, you know, we can all go to town on that one day of the year. Talk to us.
I was probably about 9 or 10, I'd say, and I had way too many pancakes on Pancake Tuesday. Like, I probably had about 7 and I was so sick. I can't look at them since. And my son now does not like pancakes and my family blame me for it.
Oh, no. Yeah. And it's pancakes are so, like, you know, years ago, pancakes were just Pancake Tuesday, whereas now it's every breakfast menu.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
I get so much abuse now on Pancake Tuesday. Like, when people realise I don't eat them, they're like, what? Mm. Like, how do you not like pancakes?
I know. But you've been scarred like my mousse and my mallow. And we hear you.
Oh,
darling.
I can't.
Yeah.
Oh, the crepe ones especially. No, I can't even look at them.
What about a waffle? Can you do waffles?
No, they're all in the same kind of family.
Same family.
I stick to, from then on, I just had ice cream on Pancake Tuesday when everyone else had the pancakes and ice
Bless
cream.
You.
Okay, yeah. Rowena, we think you deserve to be treated this morning. We are going to send you to Neo and Aiko.
Yay!
You're on to the global tour in April. Listen, darling, you might not have pancakes, but you're going to have a brilliant night in Dublin. Enjoy, all right?
Thank you.
Talk to you. Bye. Let me read a couple of other quick ones. Our own Aoife, the esteemed news editor in Beat, has messaged to say raw sausages. I mean, that's worse than the butter, isn't it?
Sorry, is she in the building?
No.
We need
not.
To bring her in. What?
Mm. And also, Peter was on to us. He says, you've rang a bell with this one, lads. I used to have brown sauce sandwiches when in primary school. I went off it for years. The odd time I'd have it now, but it took a while.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Wake up.
Do it. Okay, welcome to Friday morning. It is the 30th of January. It's Beat Breakfast. And I want to tell you about my little trip to the gym the other night.
So okay.
I was at the gym and I was working out with all the girls. And Tracy, that leads the class, amazing, brilliant motivator. She always looks fab. She's real glam in her gym gear. And on Wednesday night, she had this gorgeous top on. I'm always admiring what she's wearing. So she kind of had her back to me and I didn't realise. And it was kind of a, I would say not even a baby blue, but like a really nice kind of blue and then pink stripes. So I was like, oh, I love that colour. I love those soft kind of pastel-y colours. Really liked it. I was like, I'm going to ask her where she got that because I'm going to get myself one of those. And then she turned around and I realised what it was. Mm-hmm. It was a beautiful zip up, but it was actually an Arsenal top. It was an Arsenal zip. So, what do you call them? I don't know. It's not a hoodie, it's a zip up top.
So it's either one of their kits or a training kit or something like that.
Now, she's a massive Arsenal fan because we were finished the class and she's like, get out, Arsenal are playing, I need to get home. So like she has every reason to wear an Arsenal top. She's a big fan, she supports them, she watches all the games. I don't. But I would like to buy this.
You just like the look of it, fashion, style-wise.
And I was looking it up the other night and then I was trying to justify it in my head. So what I've decided is, and this is, I think this is totally fair. Years ago, I went out with a guy and he was an Arsenal fan. Oh. Lovely guy from Wexford.
Okay.
Haven't seen him in a very long time, but lovely, lovely guy. And he was a big Arsenal fan and his family lived over near Highbury. So he asked me to go over and go and see a match. So I went to Highbury.
Wow.
I watched an Arsenal match. I got a t-shirt that said, I love Arsenal, just right across there.
And when it folded, it just said, I love Arsenal.
So I went to a match and I kind of by default supported them and therefore I feel I should be able to buy
I think this sounds a bit dodgy to me. You are not in any sense an Arsenal fan.
Well,
could you name the players, could you name the manager, anything like that? Like, it would just be a bit weird to go out and buy Arsenal branded clothing.
It's like I've been to Highbury, I've been to see them play, I had a t-shirt, and therefore just years later coming back to what was a very poignant and important time in my life.
Generally people stick with their family and am I right, your dad is a Liverpool supporter, your brother's a Man U supporter. That really should be in the zone that you're in if you are going to go with sporting attire rather than Arsenal, of all things. Like, what next? Reading, Accrington, Stanley, just because you like the colour of their tops. You can't do that. You got to be a supporter to wear it with pride. Wear the crest with pride,
girl. I think I can claim to be a supporter because I have a link to Arsenal, I feel
But they demolished that place.
But that was a bit of history, like, so I saw them play in a even more special. Now that you say it, I think I definitely have the requirements to
purchase a top and wear it with pride. And I suppose I'm saying it here because if I do it and I'm seen in it and then there's question marks, I want to be able to say, well, no, look, this is what I've got. This is what.
Okay, well, let's put that out there this morning. Let's just get a quick survey and taste test for the Southeast. Is it acceptable to wear the kit of a team that you do not support just because you like the look of it, the colours, the fact? Now, don't claim you're a supporter.
But I am a supporter of their kit. So
it, like, it is, if I just decided one day that I like, let's say, Ulster rugby rather than Munster, where I'm from, because I like their colours, is that acceptable?
I don't know if that's a bit different, but I think when it comes to football teams, like, the, you know, people, I definitely think being in that stand back in the day when Arsenal played there and having that feeling of seeing them play in front of me qualifies me to get the kit.
Let's get some thoughts. 08, oh, it's no already coming in. 085-102-9103. Negative Nelly. Should show, and is it acceptable for going by an Arsenal
top? Can I just say it's stunning. Like, it's a kind of pastel
blue.
It
is a lovely colour.
It's beautiful.
Show me a picture of it.
It's one of my favourite colours in the world, and it's got a pink stripe, and I just think coming into the summer months, I'd really be able to like...
Up the Arsenal! Let's
let it go. Wake up with your mates.
Wake up with Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
So, Show wants to buy an Arsenal zip top because she likes the colours of it. She doesn't have any really defining links to Arsenal apart from visiting once with an ex.
That's quite substantial, though. Some people that support teams haven't.
I've never been.
So I can say I've been. Yep. But I will say I've just looked up the price of it, lads, and it's saucy.
All sporting kits are really expensive. So we're just asking, is it acceptable for her to wear, like, buy this jersey just because she likes the colours and the vibe of it? Now, we'll start. Chloe says, as long as you're ready to be slagged by any males you're friends with or related to, who does her hobby support?
Chloe, I get slagged no matter what I do, so this wouldn't be anything new. And Tom, he's not a soccer fan. So
it'd be a much bigger issue if Tom was a Spurs fan, like Arsenal's vicious rivals, and you wanted to buy that top because you like the colours of it, you know. What else have we got? Buy two, up the Gunners, says Peter.
No.
Agnes, Shona, go for it. I love the colours myself.
Thank you, darling. Can I read out George's?
Yeah, okay.
I really
She's
kind of really summed up what I would have liked to have said. I think we need to normalise wearing sports jerseys purely for the vibes. I don't know the players, I don't know the score, and I definitely don't support the team, but the colours, elite. It's fashion, we can do it. It's fashion week, can do it. If fashion week...
We got there. Put 50p in the meter.
Let's try that again. If fashion week can do it, so can I. Let us live in the aesthetic era without being quizzed on last season's finals or scores. Thanks, Georgia. Thank you.
Emer says, 25 years ago on a school trip to Croke Park, I bought a Sligo hat because I liked the colours of it. My brothers, big GAA fans, have never let me forget it.
That's
and
so
still
funny.
Regularly send me the Sligo GAA fixtures. Don't do it to yourself, Show.
That's so funny. So I think you've been scarred. Lorraine was on. My son plays FIFA and likes good players rather than one team, and has about 10 different jerseys from players that he likes to bring out.
Okay, I've got the defining decision making process here as to whether Show is allowed to buy the Arsenal zip top, and it is an Arsenal quiz to see how much you know about Arsenal. So if you are ready, are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, let's do this.
I don't need a quiz.
Hang on now.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, three questions.
Is this going to really annoy people playing one, like, and not playing?
No. Yeah, this is for the purposes of this.
Okay.
Number one, where do Arsenal play their home games?
So it's not Highbury.
They're now apartments in Highbury.
It's a stadium.
It is, yeah, stadium's in there.
It's a big stadium.
Yeah, it is.
No, is it Etihad?
Oh, so close, but so far. Etihad is Man City. It's the Emirates Stadium. Ah, damn it. Next up, Arsenal hold the record for the most FA Cup wins, but how many?
They've had a few.
They've had a few.
How are they doing at the moment, actually?
They're top of the league, and they're top of the Champions League. They're flying it, but they always kind of crumble at the end, so we'll see how they get on.
So they...
And actually, this does sound like glory hunting, because Arsenal are doing really well at the moment, and all of a sudden you're jumping
on
the
bandwagon. I'm just a follower of fashion.
FA Cup wins?
I'm going to say Arsenal have won, like... 15?
Ah, so they won 14.
Oh. Well, the year
you got cloudy.
Probably it was the year I had Eve, and like would have been busy that year.
Okay, final question.
Cloudy.
Which Irish international that played for Ireland holds the record for the most appearances for Arsenal? It was 722 appearances.
What age are we talking?
He would have been in his peak in the '80s.
Is he a '90s player?
Early, like? Yeah, no, he would have played in the early '90s. Probably World Cup. He played, definitely played World Cup.
Who played for Arsenal in the '90s? Not a notion, lads. Not a notion. Is it somebody that I like? Is it like not Mick McCarthy,
no,
or Ray Houghton,
no,
or God? No. Is it like, nah? Who else do I know? Ray Houghton. Ray Houghton.
So you remember two people,
Packy
from the
Bonner
World Cup? No.
No.
Mm.
No.
No.
Oh no.
He had a big moment in that penalty shootout.
O'Leary.
Yes.
David O'Leary.
Yes, you finally got one right. Well done.
Can I get
you? You can get the zip top.
When I wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Right, it is Australia Day. We are officially celebrating here on Beat Breakfast, 26th of January. It's Monday morning, and Niall decided to devise a little Australia quiz in a nod and tribute to the day that's in it. And the idea was that I would go head to head with a beautiful listener on the show this morning, and part of the requirement was that you had to have an Australian accent, and I have been rightly put in my place here this morning because we've happened to find somebody in the southeast who doesn't need to put on the accent because she's Australian.
Madeline!
Hey! How you going?
We are good. How are you?
Great. I'm great.
Okay, whereabouts are you from?
Clonmel.
Okay.
Tipperary.
Originally, are you Australian background?
Melbourne,
what a city. Loved it. One of my favourite cities in the world I visited, I have to say.
Madeline,
stunning.
This is going to be an absolute shambles. I can only apologise to you in advance.
That's all right. I'll take it easy on you.
Okay, well, you've already got 3 points for the accent.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Before we even start,
that's fair.
They were the rules we set out.
I'm a victim of circumstances. That's completely unfair.
And you need to get in the zone anyway.
Oh, I'm a victim of no.
I don't know what that accent is. Why me?
Madeline, can you give me some tips? How do I get into it?
Just think of Al Stewart, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Flaming Galah, you know.
Wreck off, dag dog.
Fair dinkum. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fair dinkum, yeah.
What, Madeline?
That's right.
No, we're not that one.
Come on, mate. Yeah, you'll be right, mate.
You'll be right.
Okay, so we've got 3 questions each about Australia. This seems a little unfair now.
Very unfair. And I like Madeline.
Who would you like to go first?
Madeline can go first.
Okay, Madeline.
Oh, yeah. Madeline can go first.
Yeah.
The kangaroo, as we know, is the national animal of Australia. But what is the national bird? Don't rush in. I've got multiple choice for you, Madeline.
Oh.
The national bird.
Okay, I'll take, yep.
Is it A, the kookaburra? Is it B, the emu? Or is it C, the galah?
I think it might be the emu.
Unbelievable. You got it right.
Yay!
Fantastic. Well done. Point on the board.
Congratulations, Madeline. Yeah.
Okay, so your first question. How long is the Great Barrier Reef? Is it 2,300 kilometres long, 3,300 kilometres long, or 4,300?
Oh, yeah.
So 2-3, 3-3, or 4-3?
I mean, it's a complete guess. Mm. I reckon it's quite long.
Yeah.
Getting better, Madeline. Getting better.
Yeah, it's quite a bit of a distance there, mate.
Mate, yeah. I'm going to go the longest, so.
4,300.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say 4,300. Wrong.
It's 2,300, I'm afraid, Cho. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay,
it's
next,
right.
We're moving to Australian lingo and slang. So over to Madeline. Someone just called you a drongo. Should you be flattered? And your options here are no, it means you're clueless. B, yes, it means you're cool. Or C, no, it means you're a snob, a drongo.
I'm thinking A. You're a bit of a drongo. You're a bit of an idiot.
You're okay. Clueless.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
right, another point,
Madeline. You're making a mockery of people.
Right.
Oh, this is hard.
Your lingo quiz show. Where is
Madeline.
It?
Madeline.
Yeah.
This is so embarrassing, Madeline, because I went to drama school, so
it doesn't show.
This is really bad, Madeline.
No, okay. You didn't watch Home and Away,
I did, Madeline.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, so if I was flat out like a lizard drinking, right?
Oh, yeah.
Would I be A, extremely busy, B, drunk, or C, dehydrated on a hot day?
Flat out like a lizard drinking. It has to be B.
Drunk?
Yeah. No. Oh, God. No, thirsty.
I'm extremely busy. Oh, busy. Flat out like a lizard drinking.
Why do they have a drink? It's very confusing.
Okay, our third and final round is the popular culture round.
Oh, I'm going to come back in the game here, Madeline.
I'm just laughing at you. I'm going to give you the line of a well-known song and you need to give me the next line.
Oh, a bit of singing, Madeline.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, singing, oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah.
So, Madeline, first to you. You know we belong together. You and I, forever and ever.
You should have sang it.
Now, over to you. You know we belong together, you and I, forever and ever.
He's made it hard for you.
That's a hard one.
Okay, I'll sing it for you then.
Yeah, he's made it hard. Yeah.
You know we belong together, you and I, forever and ever. Madeline, anytime now.
Oh, jeez.
It's Madeline. Madeline.
I'm going to have to start. Hang on. Hang on. It's you know we belong together. You and I forever and ever.
No.
No matter where you are. You're my shining star.
Not quite shining. Oh, not quite shining. Let's find out if you were right. Everybody.
We belong together. You and I forever and ever. No matter where you are, you're my guiding star.
Big bit now.
I never felt emotion.
I'm walking.
Okay, beautiful. That was absolutely stunning. Point on the board.
Are you on your own?
No. My hubby is there.
I knew it. Fair dinkum.
Right, we got one more to do, guys, and it's show. Your line for popular culture. So you
probably song.
You probably guess what's coming. Neighbors. Everybody needs good neighbors.
Oh yeah. With a little understanding.
You can find
the perfect
blend.
You can find the perfect blend.
Let's see if you're right.
Everybody needs good neighbors.
Madeline loves this.
With a little understanding. You can find the perfect blend.
What is this?
Neighbors should be there for one another. That's when good neighbors become good friends.
Absolutely.
Give it up for the star of Monday's Beat Breakfast, Madeline. You have made our day. I think you've made your own day as well.
I think
you took that and you enjoyed every single second of it, darling. I think you are an absolute queen. We love you so much. Thank you for playing. Who's in the car with you?
My husband, David.
Hey, David. Great moral support this morning. You played a blinder.
It's just another day in my life.
Yeah, so. There you go.
I know.
Never a dull moment. It's like me and show.
Yeah.
Always entertaining. Yeah. I get it.
We keep it spicy.
You are both stars. Happy Australia Day, Madeline.
Happy Australia Day, guys.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Nile and show on Beat Breakfast.
I just woke up.
Start your day the right way with Beat Breakfast.
Waking you up on Beat Breakfast.
It's Friday. It's time for the Friday game show. We're celebrating the long weekend here on Beat Breakfast with prizes to go and a bit of fun to be had. And We got a man. I don't think he knows what he's got himself
into. Hang on a second. If you were with us last Friday, you'll know that someone hung up on me. I scared him, so I am praying.
Fingers crossed.
Hoping against hope that we did not scare Lorcan this morning in Dungarvan. Now I can hear something. I can hear something. Lorcan, welcome to the show.
Well, how are you on?
We're going well. How are you? How's Friday?
I'm great. Yeah. Oh, not too bad, sure.
Yeah. Are you at your desk?
I am standing in the back room by the kettle.
Hiding. By the kettle? Oh, yeah. Someone's come in, haven't
they? No, somebody's. They walked away.
They don't want any part in this madness. Lorcan, I know we asked you when you came on for the pre-chat, and thanks for coming on the main show, because not everybody does. What did you say you do for a living?
I'm a hydrogeologist.
Now, what's a hydrogeologist?
Layman's sort of water rocks, basically.
Okay, so like, what's your first job today? What are you going to do when you're hang up in this call? What are you doing?
Jeez, I don't know. Not a whole lot of us.
It is a bank holiday, Friday.
Go on.
Yesterday I was out up in Wexford doing, like, we were monitoring wells.
Oh. Thank you.
What can I say?
On behalf of the people of Wexford, Lorcan, I would like to thank you for monitoring our wells.
Easy knowing it takes a Waterford man to come up and save you.
Shush.
Where
in Waterford were you?
Wexford.
Wexford, sorry.
Kilmuckridge.
Oh, what a spot.
My aunt has a house there, Lorcan. I know it well. If you ever need somewhere to stay, if the wells are causing issues, just let me know and I'll sort you out with the house, okay? Actually, just water and rocks. What is your favourite water?
Oh, great.
Better water. I like a good river.
River rock?
Oh, I got like a good limestone, sir.
He's going deeper than you, show. He's talking about proper water.
I didn't know you meant bottled water. I was thinking. we'll say Cumbria water.
Keep it local.
Good choice. Okay, yeah. I think we'll move away from the job end of things and just tell you.
Any plans for the long weekend, Rockin?
I'll probably go up to Cork now to see friends of Cork.
Okay. Oh, who are you going to see, Lorcan?
Good few, I suppose.
You kind of went to say something and then you pulled back a little bit. That was funny. We won't ask any more questions. We won't push you. Look, you're working in water hydrogel, and like you're a smart guy, I can tell, right? There's no skill required in this. All you have to do is kind of just laugh and not hang up, all right? That'd be where we'd set the marker. So basically what's happening is there's five questions, Lorcan, right? And the name of the quiz is the Great Beat Breakfast Up the Banker Cheers Bridget Friday Game Show. And all of the questions and answers relate to the words that I've just called out to you there. Does that make sense? Are you with me?
Okay.
No. Maybe call that person who walked out of the room and see if he can get some assistance. Okay, let's just go for it and see how we get on. Remember, there's no skill, Lorcan, I promise you, okay? You can do this.
Okay, let's do this. Let's go. Question number one.
What is the name of the movie with the little boy who befriends the old man and they go on an adventure up in the sky in a flying house? There's multiple choice, Lorcan, please. I wouldn't do that to you. Okay, so little boy, go up on an adventure up in the sky, loads of balloons. Is it A, sideways, B, out, or C, up? Now, don't.
Oh.
No, wait, oh. Lorcan. Went in. Okay. He went for it. What did you say?
Up.
Yeah, okay. You're laughing.
Is he right?
He's right. Yeah, well done. Right?
Point on the board.
Have you seen that movie?
Yeah.
It's very sad at the start, isn't it?
It's very sad.
Okay. Question number two. What underwear was made famous from the Bridget Jones movies? Have you seen any Bridget Jones?
I have not.
Good man.
I think you'll be okay. Here are your multiple choice, all right, Lorcan? Okay.
Yeah.
Is it A, the Bridget Jones boxers, B, the Bridget Jones thongs, or C, the Bridget Jones knickers?
Jesus.
Well, that's kind of hard for a lad.
Well,
Probably not the boxers, Lorcan, I'd say.
No, the Bridget Jones thong.
Oh, no, we would.
Jones
knickers. Lorcan, please, don't doubt yourself.
His family are probably listening. He didn't want to say knickers on the radio.
You're all right. There was a fella on the radio a few weeks ago and he didn't want to say bra. I get it. Okay, we're giving you the point. You got there in the end. Yeah. Well done, darling. It's a very good movie as well, but look, I won't push it. Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You have no idea what you text in for. Hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Okay, do you play Monopoly, Lorcan?
Sometimes.
On occasion.
I love a good game of Monopoly. Yeah. Okay, so you'll know this, Lorcan, okay? But there will be multiple choice, all right? Because I see what's happened in the question before and we want to help you out here. The person in charge of the money in a game of Monopoly, right, is called A, the flanker, B, the banker, or C, the pranker. Now, take your time, Lorcan. We saw what happened in the last one, okay? Don't be too hasty.
Oh, no, yeah. I'll go for B, the banker.
Lorcan, you're making a mockery of people that are listening to this game and don't know the answers to all these questions. It's an absolute joke what you're doing here. You're running away with it, Lorcan. You're taking it and you're running.
Apologies.
All right. It's like the well is not dry. All right.
No, I'm pacing around the office more than running, to be honest.
Question number four is nearly over, Lorcan. When you are raising a glass to something, right? You know, you're celebrating, Lorcan.
Yeah,
when you got your job in the water hydrogeology, did you celebrate?
Don't think so.
Okay, well, when you're down with your friends.
Oh, yeah, when you're going to see all those friends, will you be set?
And you raise a glass because you haven't seen each other in ages.
You might say, like, you raise your glasses, right, and you raise them all together, and you're all in the middle of it, and you're all in the crack, and you might raise your glass, and you go, ah, John Deere's. You might say, B, cheers. Or you might say, C, Britney Spears.
I'll go for cheers.
The right answer. It's a phenomenal round of this Friday game show, and it's not over yet because, Lorcan, we have a gift for you this morning. And what we do, in a second we'll give you the voucher, but just one more thing. You just have to go through this for another 60 seconds, right? So the last clue on the Friday game show, Lorcan, is the audio clue. All right, now I think you're a smart man, you know what this is, right? So basically, we sing the line of a song, and you just have to come in and finish it. Okay. And then this will all be over. All right? And you'll go to Cork. All right?
Yeah.
See your friends.
No bother. Yeah, no bother.
You ready?
So this is a really old classic.
How old is this song, actually?
70s, maybe? Like everyone knows
it. Just like a song that people, for some reason or other, know. Okay? Are you a singer, Lorcan?
Occasionally.
Okay. Right. Well, we'll just sing.
And you just continue
and then
with the
there's
next
just,
couple of words.
You actually, and this is so fitting for the job that you're in. Yeah. There's no way that you can't get this because you work in this field, all right?
Oh, it's a lot of pressure now.
A lot of pressure. It's okay, darling. It's okay. And let's do our vocal warm up. Yum, 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 yum.
Like a bridge over
troubled water.
Lorcan, I was actually sweating for you because in terms of what you do, it would have been like it would have been a shambles.
That would have been embarrassing. Yeah.
It would have been. You have been an incredible contestant today, and I know you had no idea what you text in for, and I know you worked very hard for your €50 one for all voucher. But thank you for playing the Great Beat Breakfast up the banker. Cheers, Bridger Friday.
You're a legend, Lorcan.
Beat Breakfast with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.